This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this frigid Monday morning?
Frigid it is. We're back into the single digits. Well, I guess I'm okay this morning. And seriously, just okay. I think I'm getting a head cold that's trying to take over. And it was starting, I thought, Friday afternoon. Saturday, I tried to take it easy and not do too much. Sunday, we had to do some running around and went to a play. And today, yeah, I feel like it's really grabbing hold. So far, it's not too bad, but definitely got something that's trying to get me.
Yeah, I understand that. I had that like a week or so ago. Hopefully, it doesn't linger too long. You can and take it pretty soon, so you're feeling back to normal.
Yeah, I'm actually on PTO tomorrow. I'm supposed to be going to one of Lynn's doctor's appointments with her. It's a follow-up from her hernia surgery. And, yeah. And that's all I have going on tomorrow, so it should be like another rest day.
Yeah, resting will definitely help. I think when I had my cold, just being able to just stay home and really not do much of anything, I think that really helped kick it.
Well, I feel bad for myself, I guess. This weekend, I received my new antenna, the Chameleon M-Pass lights. It actually showed up on Friday, and I never opened it. Lynn's like, are you going to take your antenna out of the box and play with it and check it out? And I'm like, yeah, I just don't feel like it. I can't set it up in here anyway. It's cold outside. Nah. I'll open it up another day. I did model some radio wire winders last week, and I updated the models on those, and I 3D printed some more of those this weekend. That's about all I did. That, and I'm working through a audio book that I've been trying to work through for years. I pick it up, I put it down, I pick it up, I put it down. And when I say that, the physical book. I own a hard copy of the book. And then I got the audio book, I started that, put it down, and I keep going back and forth. So I did some more of that this weekend. I had a backup in the story. How was your weekend?
It was really pretty good. I actually slept in really late Saturday. Rather unusual for me, but it felt good. Went to the store and picked up a few things for Karen and I, and then I got to thinking, I go, you know, I think we got enough stuff to make a cheesecake. And Karen said, well, absolutely, go for it. So I made a cheesecake, went to church, and then watched some Sabres Saturday night. And then yesterday was a pretty busy trap day. I had to shoot 150 rounds at Alden, and then I had to drive to Holland and shoot another 50. So it ended up being a pretty long day yesterday.
Wow, 150. That's a lot. And that's probably 150 plus practice, I'd have to imagine.
No, just 150 at Alden, and then, like I said, another 50 in Holland. So, yeah, 200 rounds yesterday.
Well, I was saying that you probably take a bunch of practice shots, or maybe you don't. That's cool. I know it's something that you really enjoy, so a long day, but probably a really nice long day.
I shot really well yesterday. That felt good. It wasn't a bad day to shoot. A little chilly at first. A couple of times the wind picked up, and that always chills you down. But I had heated socks on. I had a heated vest on, flannel-lined jeans, a nice jacket that broke the wind pretty good, so wasn't too bad.
Yeah, Lynn's got a pair of those heated socks. I remember the days when you'd put in like a C or a D battery, and that could get pretty expensive, but she's got these ones that have these little USB recharging packs, and she likes them. I think it would be awkward, but for her, it does the trick. It just gives you that little extra bit of warmth to take the chill off. And, that's cool. Maybe I'll pause here, identify this K2PCB, and see if anyone else is in there. And before I let go of the mic, I think this is the GM300. Ross has playing now. It sounds a little hot, but let me hear everyone else that's in there. K2PCV.
KC2NVM, good morning. Brad is kind of spiking my radio, or at least my phone, to where the highs are getting, like it's hitting into the red.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was wondering, what other people were hearing.
But yet, you're not. Travis, not spiking the radio.
Okay. Brad, any chance you're talking closer to the microphone than normal? Or holding it in a different way so that you're talking directly into it rather than across it?
That was my first thought. So on this one, I did back the microphone off a little bit. I don't know how does that sound, Jeff?
That's sounding a lot better. If you weren't pinging, getting all the way up into the red.
Okay, I'll hold the mic a little bit further away from the mouth. I won't try to swallow it.
My car is showing that it being 12 degrees. Holy crap, it's supposed to be getting warmer, not colder.
So Jeff, did you ever play with Mark or No last night after the power outage, or did that seal the deal for the evening?
Nah, I can only allot so much time per project, and that time slot was over with, and I had to move on to schoolwork.
Yeah, I didn't know what NYSEC's doing. Mine went out 3 times last night. It was only off for about 5 minutes, but it was, like I said, 3 times. So, I don't know what they're doing.
They probably had to turn your power off in order to turn my power back on. Sometimes they got to shut down bigger circuits or smaller circuits so that they can get everything aligned right.
Oh, maybe. I'll turn it over to, who's next? Well, I'll give it to Brad.
Jeff, were you able to get your ham voice over internet protocol, was that a node that you were working on last night?
Yes, that is a Raspberry Pi with the Kits for Ham Sherry Pi hat. When I turn it on, I'll hear my call sign, but then when I try to tone into it, it just completely ignores me. And so I tried a whole bunch of different things and follow a bunch of stuff, and nothing seems to take. So I can, with the computer, if I log into the CLI, I can get it to do certain things like star 80 or star 81, and I can hear the call sign or the time of day, but my radio, for some reason, is not tripping DTMF tones. Neither my Maofang or the Yaesu are making it dance.
That's interesting. I saw the text between you guys. I know nothing about it, so I just was trying to learn myself. Hopefully, you guys can figure it out.
So, Jeff,
did your Pi receive any audio?
I find
at all
it very curious that you were able to, type in commands in the client but it didn't act upon that, and the connection failed. I found it interesting that it said IRLP because that's not an IRLP connection, but at the same time, the client command didn't send. So if the client command doesn't send the, you know, the RPT function, repeater function, if that doesn't go through, DKMF will never go through. So I think you have a more fundamental issue, and I still say it's almost a network issue. If you have the ability to just either enter in that UDP port or just to test it at first, DMZ that IP, and that'll completely rule out any port forwarding issues. And I think that could be what it is, and that's something that you could try easily.
Yeah, I'll try to get a few minutes on it today when I get home. But I got school work ahead of it. But yeah, forgot all about the port forwarding kind of stuff. So we'll try that.
Well, and I would initially say that's not an issue and that you'd be able to support all outgoing traffic. But if you lock down your router, I know you've been doing some stuff for school. If you lock down your router so that there's, not only is there no inbound traffic, but you've locked down no outbound traffic for other ports, then you could have locked down the ability for that thing to talk to the, basically to reach out on that port. Yeah, if you DMZ that, that'll prove that theory. If you follow the setup instructions correctly, I don't think you've set up anything wrong in the node. I mean, you could have, but most likely not. Yeah, I would look to the port forwarding issue.
Did anyone else get booted off the node? I just had to reconnect in.
I thought I was here. I know I was talking.
I'm still here.
I heard it could be a router issue. And I'll look into that when I get home. I can play with a router right from my phone.
Yeah, I remember you were talking about locking down your network, things you were learning when you were in school. And if you blocked all traffic on all ports except for, you know, 80, 93, and a few of the ones that you do need, if you locked everything else down for inbound and outbound traffic, then yeah, that definitely could be it.
That would make some sense.
Well, Ross, it looks like that radio is playing well.
Yeah, I'll say. I'm. I don't think I have the power up too high on it, but it's still it's transmitting quite well. I'm almost to Commerce Parkway. It's normally I get a little bit of like RF sensing, but it hasn't done it at all yet. So I got to look at the power setting. I think it's set for about 7. I usually try to set them all for the same. But, all right, maybe we'll just go with it.
So, Brad, did Jeff and I sound any different today with Russ running a different radio?
Yeah, you guys sound a little bit clearer, if that makes sense. Maybe a little bassier. But, yeah, the audio is definitely just a touch better.
Ross, I wonder if it's the bandwidth.
I don't know, it might be. I'm still trying to figure that one out. I don't get the, like I said, if it's set for 25, I guess that is better. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's just radio or what, but I did have it playing just on the dummy load on Friday, just to see what I was worried about. You know, I'm worried about the overheating and stuff. So this radio one has a lot better, must be better heat sinking than the other ones I have. You know, I let it play on the East Coast. I let it go for, you know, a good hour or so. It did a lot of transmitting. So, I mean, it was radiating some heat, but, I mean, I wasn't to the point where I would burn my hand on it. So I'm like, okay. So, and that was inside in the house where it was, like, about 70 degrees. So I'm like, okay. So maybe the heat sink on this is a lot better, too.
That's good news. Yeah, I'll play it for a while and see how it goes. So so far so good. But I've got 645, so I'm going to say 73. And, yeah, I'll talk to you guys later. K2PCB.
I have to follow suit. 73s, everyone. Talk to you later. KC2 and Pia.
KC2PET, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this morning?
Oh, good morning there, Brad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I did hear your East Coast Reflector on your radio this morning or this weekend. I had turned on one of my Bofangs to just listen to the FM side of things for a little bit, and I was hearing, people talk. Well, no, Lisa, I was downstairs. I was down here, and I turned it on, and I heard people talking, and I go, what are you doing on Ross's node? And then I realized it was East Coast Reflector, and I figured you turned it on and were maybe just listening, but now I see what you were doing. Makes sense.
I do find it interesting that it sounds better. Of course, all radios, you know, they're not all the same. Then my goal will be to, I'll try to wideband those and see what happens. But, we'll have to see.
Yeah, from a lot of the videos or the YouTube videos I've been watching, they talk about the sound of the radio, the audio of it. And each one has a little bit different audio, which makes sense. This one sounds really pretty good today. I like it.
Like I told Travis, I'm like, I set it up, tried it up the same way, the same wattage and everything, but the phone's playing seems to be clear. I don't know if it's just the day or what, but RF-wise, it's really cranking.
As long as it's not getting too hot at your QTH, it should be pretty good.
Well, it should be today, not at 10 degrees. Like I said, I told Travis, I had a plan, just to try it out, I had a plane in the house for a little bit, you know, be at like 78 degrees and see if it would overheat, and it won't. The other two radios that I have, I have to run fans on because I can burn my hand on them. That's how hot they get. And, the fans definitely do help, and that eliminates the overheating issue, but not on this radio. No fans, no nothing, and it stayed a little warm, but I mean, it wasn't to the point where I couldn't touch it. So I guess it would be okay.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You really definitely don't want to run your radios that hot. Obviously, I think that shortens their lifespan.
Yeah, the ones that amaze me are those, what are they? So our repeater for our fire department, I don't know how they manage that thing. That is it's all together a different unit, but it has the heat sinks off the back. And what it pretty much is almost like two mobiles put together with a duplexer and a controller. That's how they make them, but they don't have any cooling fans on those. And obviously we don't talk much on ours. As a fire department, it's not really for conversation. It's just to get information through. And it will, like I said, being a repeater, that may have some more talk time. And I know it's still working today, but there's some times when we've had weather emergencies, I've gone up there to plug a generator into it to keep it working. And it will, it got pretty hot. And I'm like, well, it's not mine, so I'm not going to monkey with it. But it's still working today.
Yeah. Probably nowadays with, I don't know how old it is, but nowadays with the software, the design software that's out there, you can model heat and, do the heat, the thermal management part of it better. So maybe the radios are designed better to handle heat, they handle heat better.
Oh, man, I don't know, those are pretty old. That was back in, I think that repeater went in 2010, so it's been on the air for a while, but, this is actually from the 80s, the radio that I have now going. And like I said, this manages heat better than my 2000 and, I guess, 15, those radios are. The newer ones run hot. Like I said, I can't put my hand on them. And this older one, it just laughs at it. It says, oh, no problem.
Well, hey, if it handles the heat, that's a good thing. My radio, obviously, is in mostly standby mode, other than mornings. And I don't think it ever gets, it doesn't ever get really hot, but it does have a fan that blows every time I key up.
Yeah, all the fans I have are temperature controlled ones I put on, and they're not even part of the radio. I have to build them and wire them in, keep them cool. They just, when they hit, I think I bought a temperature switch. I think 90 degrees they kick in. So once the radio hits 90, the fan comes on. So I kind of like the earlier kick on time, so it has time to catch up to the radio, so it doesn't overheat so much.
That makes total sense. Why wait till it gets to 100 or 110 or whatever? That makes sense to kick it on early. I would probably do the same thing.
Well, it makes me feel better now. I have two radios at my disposal working, so I got one more to go. I'm going to do the same mod. I'm happy with the mods I did on the other one. I'm going to do the same thing to this one with the fan. I had everything on the outside, and on the newer ones, I had to drill holes and run wiring through, but makes it all neat and concealed, and all the hookups now are all plug-in-play. So I don't have to wire in stuff. Because I always remember for a while there I was having antenna issues. That's all gone away with the new, I put new connectors on. So hopefully that fixes everything.
Yeah, it will until the next thing happens. It's just like anything else, and then anything else that's man-made. Sooner or later there's going to be an issue and something needs to be fixed, and we have to do it and move on.
Well, it should be pretty permanent. I would see if it was like a mobile installation, but like I said, this thing, it's anchored to my shed. There's no moving wires. Shouldn't be. And the only thing I worry about, which has been an issue, was lightning, but it's not part of the issue. Like I said, the hot-cold seems to be issue I have with these things.
Yeah, there was just enough expansion and contraction that connection did loosen up, which was rather unusual. But I'm glad you figured it out and got it fixed. So that's good.
Now we gotta get Jeff going. I guess he's having issues. I think I know what his problem is too. I think Travis is on the right path. Like I said, there's just so many things to that. It could be the issue, but I think Chad has one of them. My other thought was it wasn't getting audio, but we have to see. We'll let Jeff we'll guide him, but let him tinker and figure it out. All right, Brad, time for me to go in. So KD2GDQ, KD2PET, 73, you have a good day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
KC2PET, this is KD2GDQ. Have a great day, 73s, and we will talk to you tomorrow. And we're clear of this channel.